As Information Services is all about sharing knowledge with people from all walks of life, from all parts of the world, collaborative tools such as these make for easier sharing, creating and communicating. Sending a link, coordinating a meeting or an event, creating a project with many people, and doing all this from a computer anywhere, anytime, is the beauty of these tools. Advantages stack up pretty quickly when you see what can be achieved without having to leave your chair, your office or your home. File sharing with Dropbox is predominantly simple. Sharing your thoughts and ideas over Wikis is expedient, and making a suitable time to catch up with colleagues via Doodle is effective. Disadvantages are once you get into larger amounts of information or need more sophisticated set of actions, upgrades are required, which makes these tools less cost effective. Doodle. Doodle is a serviceable program with no frills. Its basic nature makes it easy to use. However, it also lacks a lot of options. I only used it once and found it easy to navigate and create a poll. You are still relying on your colleagues to answer the email sent by Doodle and to place their preferences, which can be potentially as frustrating as trying to organize a meeting by phone or in person. This tool would be suitable for those who have a lot of people to organize for a meeting or an event. An example could be a meeting between library staff from different suburbs who all work different shifts. Otherwise, you could just as easily do it over the phone, email, or Wiki Space. Wiki Spaces was found to be an effective tool for the team to share our thoughts and ideas for the project. Straightforward to set up and use, all that was required was to open an account and invite your team. The edit feature on the team's homepage has enough features for the purpose of sharing and communicating, with buttons for adding a file, a widget, a link, as well as allowing you to cut and paste and undo. Communications are easy to see, read, and add to. The standout advantage is very little time is required to keep the project running. All that was needed was a few moments to read the posts, answer any requests or questions, or add your thoughts. The applications for Wikis are endless. Schools could set up projects with other schools, and companies with offices all over the world could coordinate, share, and create endless reports and projects. It's like having a virtual global brainstorming session with your team. Dropbox's speedy sharing of files allowed for excellent editing and flexibility within the report. Being able to download a colleague's contribution, edit or add to it, and then upload it in back into the box was a terrific advantage. As with Wiki, having it reside in the web meant that no matter what computer you used, your work was available for viewing. Another commendable feature was that it keeps your deleted files for 30 days with the option to restore them. I found it simple to use and the help page was very useful in addressing any issues. As mentioned, the 2GB was plenty for this project, however for larger projects it would require upgrading for more gigabyte where the cost could be an issue.